Brilliance Audio.
In the Midnight Rain by Barbara O'Neill. Performed by Kristen Ariza. Desire. Blue stood, his arms outstretched, his head thrown back, the shower falling silvery over his face and neck and arms. And in that instant, Ellie knew. She knew. There was no other man on earth like him. He was more beautiful than anything she'd ever seen. Then he reached down, crossed his arms, and took the hem of his shirt in his hands, drawing it off. He dropped the tangle of fabric and held out an arm to her. Her gaze caught on the line of his lean waist, then on a rib, and naked. She just wanted to be naked with him. Here. Her feet moved, and she reached for the hem of her own wet t-shirt, drew it off, and dropped it. He took a step and captured her. His arms slid around her, and Ellie felt a buzz beneath her skin as he took her chin in his hand and kissed her. Blue wanted her. Of course, he would not rush. He never rushed. And he didn't now. He took his time exploring, tasting the round of her shoulder, the breadth of her ribs, the weight of her breasts. Ellie closed her eyes and put her hands in his damp hair and let the need build. Prologue. Sometimes, when the wind was just right, she could hear the blues. Once the rainy winter passed into spring, she liked to sit on her porch late at night, held in a kind of wonder beneath the moon and tall pines. She rocked in a cane-bottomed chair, smelling the green and copper moisture coming off the water, and she listened, nodding in time as cicadas and crickets whistled their song to the night. From the dark trees sometimes came the whirring, nearly silent beat of wings, followed by a swallowed screech of death, a sound not everyone could hear, but she did. She heard everything. What she liked best was hearing the blues. The music sailed down the channel made by the river, ghostly guitar and haunted harmonica, even the hint of a man's ragged voice. It came from Hopkins' juke joint, upriver a mile or two on the Louisiana side of the Sabine River, and spilled with yellow light and blue cigarette smoke into a forest as dark as sin, as warm as a lover's mouth. It floated toward her over the stillness hanging above the water. Sometimes she imagined they were playing it just for her. She'd close her eyes and let that music creep under her skin, seep into her bones. She let a part of herself get up and dance while she rocked steady in her chair. Every so often, she let that ghost of herself sing along while she silently nodded her head to the beat. The slow, sex-like rhythm filled her with memories of a man's low, dark laughter and a baby's sweet cry, with the song of Sunday morning church and the blaze of morning over the East Texas pines. She rocked and danced, nodded and sang, and thought as long as she could die with the blues in her ears, everything would be all right. Chapter 1 1999. The sky was overcast and threatening rain by the time Ellie Connor made it to Gideon at 7 o'clock on a Thursday evening. She was tired, tired of driving, tired of spinning the radio dial every 40 miles. Why did the preaching stations always seem to have the longest signal? Tired of the sight of white lines swooping under her tires. She'd started out this morning at 7, planning to arrive in Gideon by mid-afternoon in her unfashionable but generally reliable Buick. She'd had a cute little Toyota for a while, but her work often took her to small towns across America, and if there were problems on the road, she had discovered it was far better to drive American. Since she'd lost a gasket in the wilds of deepest Arkansas, this was the trip that proved the rule. The gasket had delayed her arrival by 3 hours, but at last she took a right off the highway and drove through a small East Texas town that was closing itself down for the evening.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?